It'll bring it down a good amount for you.
Hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager here. Tara, of course, wanted me to kind of get on the line, get you the details of the service, you know, how it would work, everything that would be included, answer all of your questions. And then, because the business itself is just about a year old, you do actually qualify for reduced pricing. Tara wants me to make this as affordable for you as I possibly can. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
It's going good, and yours?
Good. Oh, I'm doing well. I appreciate you asking. Now, Elizabeth, you do use Google yourself. You're probably also at least a little familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yeah, so like when you put something in a search bar and you get the listing?
Correct, exactly correct. And most of the time for the services we need, we don't really know who to call. And for you, being a very young company, this is going to be pretty important, pretty powerful. People will not need to already know the name of your business, but as long as they're going on Google, they're going on Bing, they're typing in keywords related to really any of the repair or renovation services that you provide, they're looking for a handyman, any of the keywords related to your services, your business will always pop up. Now, I know you've got a couple of things going. You've got Facebook. It looks like you're doing Angie Leads. This would have a .com website built for you and have it on that first page. So we don't expect our younger businesses to already have a website. We do, though, want to make sure that we put you, not only put you where people can see you, but give them the reasons to call you. And, of course, most people like to look at websites. They want to see before and after photos. They want to see, first of all, are you providing the service that they're looking for? Do you service their area? So we do build websites in-home for our, or in-house for our clients that don't have a website. I'm actually going to request right now from my supervisor to see if I can get a website included at no additional cost. We offer our services on a month-to-month basis. We certainly want you to see success from that very beginning. Now, keep in mind it's not just for Google, although Google's pretty much everyone's main focus. You'll also be on the first page of Bing for the roughly 1 out of 10 people that search on Bing instead of Google. That Facebook page that you already have for the business, we're going to attach it to Facebook paid ads, a social media campaign. You'll have a Yelp listing, Apple Maps, Siri, on a smartphone. So it's a comprehensive package, and any device that accesses the internet, as long as they are in that service area, and of course we can target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods even. Now, are you keeping it right there in Corpus Christi, or are you going, you know, to the neighboring towns?
So it's been Nueces County.
Okay, got it.
Mostly, sometimes, depending on Angie's list, it will go into a rat list.
Got it. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. So, like I said, we don't draw a big circle around you. We will target specific cities and zip codes, neighborhoods. If there are places even close to you that you don't really want to go, then we won't run your ads there. So it's going to be very targeted, getting you the phone calls from the people that you're wanting to work with. Are you taking on any any commercial work in addition to residential work?
If we get the calls, but yes.
Okay. So you can handle commercial jobs too, as long as you get the calls. And that's exactly what happens here. Now, Tara did, and I think she found it when she was looking for your website, she attached a Angie Leads, Home Advisor powered by Angie. So that, of course, is a different service. You pay for the leads, you chase down that lead, you're kind of in a bidding war because a couple of your competitors will get that exact same lead. It does not at all conflict with what we do. In fact, they can work very well together, although this is about the opposite. You know, instead of chasing down a lead, you simply get calls directly to you. Now, it will be almost always from someone who looked at the website that we'll build for you. Now, if, Elizabeth, you want to be more hands-on with the content that you have out there, you would have access to a website editor tool, so you can add photos, you can you know, senior discount, military, holiday special, 10% off a specific service. Whether you're making changes to your website or whether you just want us to take care of everything, there's no additional cost for any updates down the road. I did a minute or so ago get confirmation from my supervisor that we could include that website at no cost. So it means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. Of course, we know that's going to mean more phone calls coming directly to you. Now, of course, you are going to have a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Did you have any questions for me at this point, maybe other than the price, which I haven't mentioned yet?
No, you're kind of answering everything that was rolling around in my head.
Okay, good.
There explaining things. I'm new to all how this works. Well, I'm
okay.
In law enforcement. I'm a police officer.
Oh,
nice. My husband.
Well, thank you for your service.
Is,
absolutely.
Thank you. Military and Nueces works at the jail too.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah.
And we got screwed over a couple years ago with a contract company.
Oh,
and
boy.
My husband, yeah, he does really good. And then, that's kind of what we got into it, and without the outrageous prices people are charging, so.
Right. Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons we're reaching out to you is you have nothing but 5-star reviews. You know, obviously you've got some online presence with the Angie and the Facebook page. This, though, would take it to the next level. I know you don't really even have time to build out a website. We'll take care of that for you. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you've got so much already on your plate. But we've been doing this since 2004. And between Tara and myself, we've got more than 24 years of experience with the company. Each of us have been with the company for more than 12 years. Now, because you are a young company, you qualify for reduced pricing. We try to make it affordable for everyone, especially for younger businesses. We know your advertising dollars are not like growing on a tree in the backyard, but we also know that our clients do keep the service. So even though it's month to month, we want to earn your business. So you'd actually, in this case, see a savings of a little over 50% off the normal cost of this Platinum package. This Platinum package has the Facebook ads included, the website upgrade instead of just a landing page, but a custom website has also been approved. Now, normally that is going to run $599. I'm going to cut it in half. It would be exactly $299.00. It would bill once a month for that exact amount, whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. So it's going to be a much higher conversion rate than you would typically see with something like Angie, because the calls come directly to you.
Okay.
You'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search. Now, you're going to have reviews on multiple platforms, again, because we're going to create all the content that Google wants to see, whether a review is on Google or Bing or on Yelp or Foursquare, Superpages. Those reviews will repopulate right on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews or respond to reviews, manage your online reputation. In fact, if you want us to respond to those reviews for you, we would do that, of course, in a professional fashion. There would be no charge for that, Elizabeth. It's just included. Now, like I said, we are going to get your phone ringing, and it does happen very quickly. It takes us about 5 or 7 business days to build out that website. Your Facebook ads are attached to it that same day or the next day. And the original $100 of Facebook ads are still included, even though I reduced the package to $299. So $100 is about 400 clicks. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. We would use your existing Facebook page and just make sure that the website's attached to it and that people have more reasons to call you. Now, like I said, it's a position that we are actively filling. One thing that I'd be happy to do here, and it's not specifically for Angie. We have nothing at all to do with Angie, but there's a promo code if I can find it. There it is. So it's for anyone who's advertising elsewhere, either recently or even currently. And what it does is it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. I do want to make this affordable for you. I would take $200 off of the one-time setup fee. That means it would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. It attaches to only the first month, meaning your initial investment would be $398. Every month after that, it's exactly $299, no matter how long you keep the service. Now, are you actively using that, Angie's? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yes. Yes.
Are you turning those leads into jobs? I mean, is it converting for you?
Yes.
That's
so
good.
We kind of just did a slow. So
okay.
They had a range to how many you want
right.
set a day. So we like,
yes.
So I was like, just do 20 leads. So we do
That's
20,
smart.
20 leads, I guess, and see how it goes. Because once you get those leads, you also have repeat customers. So
right. Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of how this is going to work. I mean, Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. Obviously, it's a young company, so traditional word of mouth might not yet be that reliable factor driving new business your way, but every new customer that finds you on Google or Bing is someone who can use your services again down the road and, of course, recommend you to their friends and family. And if you can do well with something like Angie, you're going to do even better with this because, again, the calls come directly to you. You'll never be the only company that pops up when someone in your area is looking for your services, and not everyone will decide to call you. But I actually think that's a good thing. They kind of filter themselves out. They might look at a couple of different websites, and if they decide to call you, it usually is because they want to hire you. They've made a conscious, educated, and informed choice to reach out to you directly and specifically. Now, of course, this does not at all conflict with Angie's. One thing I would tell you, though, is what a lot of my clients tell me if they have a lead-based service, whether it is Angie or something like Thumbtack or Networks, CraftJack. Most of my clients prefer to get calls directly to them, and once we get their phone ringing, a lot of them do actually scale back on the leads. They keep their leads paused, or they cap them at a lower amount. Some of my clients actually shut their lead service off altogether. Now, like I said, it does not at all conflict with Angie, but it is something that's going to keep your phone ringing. Tara kind of put in the notes that you want a website, but like you said, you just don't have the time to do that for you. Now, we will build that website for you. If you do have time and you want to, you can update that website on your own or just have us make those changes for you.
Okay. So it would be $99 this month, and then every month after that will be $299 as long as I have it and it won't go up or down or anything.
That is
correct?
About 95% correct. Everything that you said except for the very first part. So yes, it is month to month. The price will never go up. The first month bills proactively, just like your rent would. So you pay for
right,
the first month and the 99 setup
right.
fee. Yes, it would be $398 your first month. That's the first month with the one-time setup fee included. And then every month after that, it's $299.
Okay. Okay.
So when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on now, is this the number you want your customers to call? Is this going to be the business number?
Yes, and I've been looking into it, which I need a different phone. Because I use
yeah.
it for my police work and this, and I'm like going back and forth, and I'm like, okay,
so,
now I'm Warner's repair, not a police officer.
What we can do for you if you want, and actually Google recommends this, is to have a tracking number. So it's a number that we would be promoting for your business that forwards to your phone number. So that way everything that transpires over that number, you know exactly where the calls are coming from and what they're related to. If the calls also get recorded, so if you miss some information, you don't want to call that potential customer back, you can listen to those calls, and then that way it would be a separate number than your work number or your current personal phone number.
Okay. That's
included. Yeah, that's included at no additional cost. We could do that. One thing I did want to ask you, though, because the Angie's has an address, but my understanding is that the business is service-based, meaning that you only go to the customer. No one really comes to you. There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom. So the 4605 Doty Street, is that your residence?
Yes.
It is. Okay. So Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you might be out in the field. And, of course, Google does not expect you to maintain a storefront. Google knows that it's a service-based business, and you're not expected to have a brick-and-mortar showroom or location or anything like that. You'll be listed city and state, not even your zip code, and, of course, we can target anywhere that you want to be found. Now, most of the time the calls come to you. The website that we build will have a contact form so people can tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. Now, of course, when they fill out that form, Elizabeth, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through the website, there's no additional cost for that. It's still that same flat rate. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, it would be listed on the website. People would see it. If it's more of a personal email, that's fine. It's just hidden. No one sees it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And then, of course, for longer pieces of information.
Well, that was the other thing I needed to start a business account because I didn't want it.
Perfect.
And we've kind of been doing it on the side. This is the recent or most recent where we've like, okay, we'll use the social media.
Mm-hmm,
so
sure.
We're transitioning everything. So
you've done a lot in a short period of time, and that's good.
Great. Yes, and I'm even in. I'm in the LLC too with the tax identification number too.
Nice.
So I'm in the middle of the process of getting that done too.
Good.
So it sounds good. I mean, we can go ahead and do that. But like I said, we can do the spoof number and
sure.
But I'm definitely going to get a different phone number, and I guess I would need contact information to be able to call you guys and be like, "No, we can use
course.
This one."
Oh, I'm going to give all of that to you before we get off this phone call. You're also going to receive everything in writing. So if you don't yet have a business email, that's okay. I mean, like I said, this is really just to attach to the contact form. It would not be shown on your website. And then, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will from time to time email things out to you. So what is a good email address for you currently?
Is F as in Frank, D as in Dog, 1989 @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Perfect. And then I never do want to assume, Tara never did get your last name though. Is it Warner like the business name?
Yes.
It is. Okay, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I will schedule what's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our expert technicians will speak with you in greater detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement or slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I need to do here, because we're a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're reducing both the cost of the service, the cost of the setup fee, that we're including a website for you at no additional cost, etc. Now, the voice verification, Elizabeth, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I am, however, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, But if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Give me just one quick second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Elizabeth, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
It's one is repair and remodel.
Warner's repair and remodel. And the and, is that spelled out, A-N-D, or the ampersand?
It's and, but we can use the ampersand.
The symbol? Okay.
That's how we have on Facebook, because we couldn't do it. Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha. I think that's more attractive, like eye-catching. You know, it makes people look at it a little bit more. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Elizabeth Warner, and I guess I'm behind the scenes. I take care of paperwork.
We can call you the office manager or the co-owner or any or all of those.
I can do all those.
Yeah, absolutely. As the co-owner, the office manager, the one that wears more hats, I think, in this case, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can in fact contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, to which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Elizabeth, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie. There's no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, well, there's actually a couple of reasons. I mean, first of all, for all the content that we'll be creating for your business, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Elizabeth, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We also will make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being a month-to-month service, with the website included at no additional cost, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term which includes that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 30th of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 30th of the month in the further reduced amount of just $299.00. And again, that $299, Elizabeth, is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it would never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook paid ads are included, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. It is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can, in fact, stop altogether for any reason at any time. No questions asked, no fees involved. If you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, you can pause the service. I mean, if necessary, you could pause the service seasonally. I don't think that would be the case here. But all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month would be that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Elizabeth, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mrs. Warner, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
It's going to be a MasterCard.
On that particular card,
and
is
then
it...
how will I... Go ahead.
I was going to say, on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name.
Any middle initial or just first and last?
Middle initial, A.
A. So in about a minute or so, our automated system is going to send you a confirmation email. It has our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. Yes, I do.
Okay,
ready.
Perfect. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach client support. Elizabeth, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day unless they get the email after hours or maybe very late in the day, in which case they would follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will receive that information by way of email in a couple of minutes here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email. Everything that we went over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll receive that link as well by a text message. Now, you said that was a MasterCard. That should actually start with a 5. All MasterCards do. Elizabeth, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
And you said how long would it take? You said it takes a week to make the page.
That's
how
correct.
How do you guys pretty much get the pages and stuff?
So we're going to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. So we'll talk to you about how you want your website to look and everything, all of your services and service area. We'll ask you to email us photos. You'll have access to your client dashboard in the next day or so. And if you like, instead of emailing us photos, you can upload photos directly through your client dashboard. In fact, you could, if you wanted to, put them directly on your website. But if you like, and I think that this might be a good way to go, at least very early on once we get things going here for you, because you've got so much going on anyway, just simply email us those photos and we'll add them to your website at any point down the road. Could be videos as well. We can put those on your website too. Are you going to be available today for your client interview? It takes about a half an hour. You don't have to be in front of a computer. You can be carrying on a conversation and doing anything else. It's basically just, you know, off the top of your head knowledge questions for your business. We could get you in at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. It looks like we are booked out for the rest of the day. Would either 3 or 4 work today for you to receive that 30-minute phone call?
Yes, 4 o'clock should be fine.
So we'll schedule it from 4 o'clock until 5 o'clock. It is a one-hour window, but it typically takes 30, 35 minutes or less. It typically would get to you right out or within a couple of minutes of the top of the hour, get you off the phone about a half hour after that. You will, at 3 o'clock, receive a reminder email, just an automated response reminding you that the call itself is scheduled at 4. I'll also send you a calendar invite just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. If I do happen to be, and I will try to be, available when our technician is ready to call you at 4 o'clock, I'll be on the beginning part of that call to say a quick hello to you, introduce you to your technician, answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. Like I said, I'll try to keep my phone line open. If for some reason I'm already on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Okay?
Okay.
And then if you wanted to go ahead and read that MasterCard 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back to you at the end for accuracy.
Okay, it's 5144412028170846.
And then the expiration month and year?
It's 10/26 expiration.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
876.
876. I have 876, 876 on the back. I have October or 10 of 2026 for the expiration date. And then, Elizabeth, was the card itself 5144-4120-2817-0846?
Correct.
Does that fill at the 4605 Doty Street, 78411?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So, like I said, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive that automated email, and you'll also receive that additional email. The invoice email is sent out to you separately. Now, I did want to do one other thing here for you, which is just to add a little bit more protection on the account, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question. So if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Warner's Repair and Renovations, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And even more important, if it's a week from now, a month from now, or at any point down the road, if you start getting calls from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they are identifying themselves as Google or even Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't provide that information to you basically immediately, then that would not be us, and you should not entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that for sure wouldn't be us. They definitely wouldn't know that information, and you should just politely let them go. The voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account. And again, it is for your protection. It clearly states that it only bills once a month and only for the exact amount of $299, of course, with the one-time setup fee attached to just this first month. And your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
City you were born in. And then what is the answer?
Cleveland.
You said Cleveland?
Yes, okay. Cleveland, Ohio.
Yep, that's okay. I gotcha. Just wanted to make sure I heard you correctly. And then I have to type it in twice. But you are all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to already receive the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? Not the welcome email. That one looks like it's still in the queue. You should get that in a minute. But I do see that our system has already sent out to you the one that says local splash initial invoice. Did you receive that one?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So open up that one. It says, hello, Elizabeth. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So in the body of that email, if you see towards the end of it where it says click here, click on those two words. It is hyperlinked to the terms of experience. Everything we went over in the voice verification, again, provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll above that line. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know that your time is very valuable. Real quick, though, Google's our main focus because it's pretty much everyone's main focus. Although about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google, most of those people are searching on their smartphones. We will want to make sure that you're getting those phone calls and those opportunities as well. So we'll mirror the content on Bing. Again, it's not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's all the destinations and directories necessary for first page placement. A Siri on a smartphone. We are doing the Facebook ads and that custom website, etc. You'll see that long line, and below it, it populates your number in a few boxes. We would want you to click all three of those boxes, one that you agreed to let us send SMS or text messages, one that you are the certified holder of the card, and the other that you understand that payments are automatic and recurring, although you can stop at any time. Now, once you've got all three of those boxes clicked, click on the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it, the one that says sign. That's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name. It needs to be at least a pretty close match. So the middle initial of A is there, but no period after the A. It is typically happier when you are case sensitive. So the E, A, and W are all capitalized. Once you've got Elizabeth A. Warner in that box, click the orangish colored longer box. It's the one that says confirm signature. If you're on a smartphone, you might need to turn it sideways. In landscape mode, that box will pop up a little bit higher, making it much easier for you to click on it. Clicking on that box is a few things.
I got it.
You got it? So, of course, it's going to let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we're doing the website. It's probably prompting you to log into your tracking system. You don't have to do that. In fact, your tracking system is not active just yet. We need to do your client interview this afternoon for us to then have the information that we need to create the content that will then be tracked. But in the next day or so, once your tracking system is active, you'll receive by text and email confirmation that it is active. You can try at any point in time before then, but you might get a message saying we're still trying to set everything up. As far as your login credentials go, that's going to be on your welcome email. The welcome email should be sent out to you in just a minute here, but if I pull up the other screen, it will show me what your credentials are going to be. So your username is going to be the phone number that we're speaking on, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So just 361-742-0693. You can't change it. It's there for you to be easy to remember and for us to associate with your account. PPC search, pay-per-click search, so it's PPC, S-E-A-R-C-H, all lowercase, no space. That is your default password. Our system should catch up with the emails, and you should get that email in about a minute. The welcome email is the one that has your login credentials. The welcome email, along with most emails have, excuse me, our client support information. You'll also receive an additional email, the one that says, oh, and it looks like our system caught up just now. So you've got the welcome email and one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, it doesn't have to be everything on here, but this is a list of things that helps us satisfy Google that you are an active business, that you are providing these services. So if you can send us any photos of tools or equipment, a photo of the work vehicle, if there is a business card, take a photo of that. There's not any physical workplace, so where the work vehicle is parked when it's not in use for work is perfectly fine for that one. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
It's insured. It's not under an LLC.
You're still working on the LLC. I remember you telling me that earlier. So any information, like I said, that you send our way will help us out with that. And other than that, I wanted to get a little bit of a head start for my client interview technician. Are you going to want to be listed Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday?
Yes, Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Is that 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
Eight to seven. Because those are phone calls, yeah.
Yeah, phone calls. Yeah, you don't have to go out there and do the work. And again, we can update any of this further on down the road. And are you taking any forms of payment other than cash and check? Are you taking credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, anything like that?
We take Venmo, Cash App, and cash.
Okay, perfect. Not credit cards? Not currently?
No, we haven't. Right.
That's okay. And no PayPal at this point.
And I saw that people have had no.
That's okay. I just wanted to get that in here. That helps us create the content. And then our technician will be following up again with any and all of those other things that we need to get answered here. You know, mission statement, slogan, motto, that type of thing. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking excited forward to getting that website built out for you, getting your phone ringing, and of course to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Did you have any other questions for me?
No, that would be it. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. I did already send that calendar invite. Again, you do not need to respond to it. Our technician will be calling you right at or a couple minutes after 4 o'clock. I certainly do hope that I will be available for that phone call to say a quick hello to you then. Real pleasure speaking with you. We'll be talking to you in a couple of hours here.
Yes. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.